Гдака, Ханарух, Симан Куфаин, Халахот. Halakha says that if a person is in the middle of a Sa'uda, let's say he's having breath, he made already the Tinat Shadayim, and already he made the Birkat HaMotzi. Middle of the meal, he went to the bathroom. Whether it's Gidolim or Ketanim. So of course when he comes out of the bathroom, he has to make Netilat Yadayim again with a Beracha if he intends to continue to eat bread. Happens many times. Person in the Sa'uda, he needs to go to the bathroom. So Halakha again says, when he comes out of the bathroom, he makes regular Netilat Yadayim again. He says the beracha shekedeshanu b'vistavosor al netilat yadayim. He doesn't have to make hamotzi again. His hamotzi is still alive, but his netilat yadayim is negated. To that extent, the halacha says that even if he does not intend to eat bread anymore, he finished his bread portion, but he's going to sit down at the meal and just drink until he makes birkat hamazon. Still, the halacha says he should make, he must make netilat yadayim, in this case, beli beracha, because gezerah, that when he's drinking, he might come to eat some more bread. Therefore, in that case where he's not intending, he makes netilat beli beracha. Again, it's a type of halacha that most people take for granted. They think they washed already, so they covered for the whole se'uda. But it's not so. Going to the bathroom will break the netilat shadayim in that case. Now, if a person just walks into a bathroom, generally speaking, there's tumah in the bathroom, so he has to wash his hands. But in the middle of a suda, won't necessitate to make a beracha on the yadayim and such. Only when he actually is doing his tzedachim, then he has to wash again with a beracha if he's planning on continuing to eat bread.